Welcome to the PodTech.net podcast. We're here at the Intel announcement with Enrique Salem from Symantec. Welcome to the podcast.
Good to be here, John.
Well, we know you're going to do a podcast with our other brand, Pod Summit, with Mike Boych and Bud Colligan. A little shameless plug for their program. You'll be with them on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it.
But we're here at Intel. Paul Otellini is giving a keynote speech, about to go on stage, and you're going to be supporting it. Symantec supporting Intel. Talk about the importance of two things. Well, obviously, the announcement supporting Intel, and also Symantec looking and integrating their consumer products into more of a platform operating environment.
Yeah, I think when you look at what's going on is, in general, what customers are looking for is solutions that are more secure and easier to manage. What we're doing together with Intel is we're taking advantage of this next generation PC architecture to deliver our security solutions inside of a isolated, protected environment. Because what are the problems that consumers worry about or customers worry about? They worry about the security being disabled by malware that wants to turn it off, and so then you don't have security. It lives in its own isolated area that enables us to manage it more effectively and make sure that it's not being tampered with. So we believe we're going to deliver a more secure and more cost-effective solution.
You guys, obviously everyone knows about Symantec. Your brand touches everybody. Everyone who has a computer knows about you guys. And you just have to intervene with the security software. And you guys steal this all the time. And you see what they do. They have to upgrade. They have to change, get the virus updates. And you guys have a team of people managing all this. And it seems it's always been kind of decoupled from the, in essence, operating environment. Users are savvy now. I mean, you know, internet's been connected for 10 years. People who are 5 are now 15, 15 to 25. You guys have got a lot of experience with viruses. Is this the first wave of true integration at a platform level? And what are some of the things that you see evolving from this?
Yeah, I think it's important to note that users don't want to be involved with their computer security. They just want the computer to work.
Yeah.
They want to make sure that they can use their computer for whatever activity, whether it be business or in the consumer space for getting on the internet. And so our goal is to make it possible that they don't have to interact with it. The user is completely removed from having to manage the security on the platform using this new virtual security solution that we will be delivering jointly with Intel, along with the new launch of the vPro technology. So we believe that it's critical that this technology always be there, that it always be on, and no user has to worry about it.
So vPro also taking advantage of a lot of the innovations around active manageability and virtualization. So it's the combination of experience that Intel has had with manageability, managing client desktops, and also these virtualization technologies. So what you're saying is that you're overlaying your experience with consumer manageability that you've been just building out on your own because you've been doing that.
That's right.
How is that changing? Obviously, will users be self-updated? How would you envision the user behavior going here?
Yeah, that's a really important point. So we're starting off by focusing on the enterprise market space. And what we're doing is we're saying, let's make it very simple so that the end user does not have to worry about updates. Because what we've found is that now, from the time that you have a vulnerability to the time it's exploited, has gotten down to being less than 6 days. That means that you've got to be current. You've got to be updated. With this new technology, it will always be up to date. You won't have to worry about, did I patch my operating system correctly? Did I patch my security software correctly? It's all going to be transparent. And we believe that will ultimately deliver much stronger security for the end user. Users, administrators should have no reason to worry about what is happening underneath the covers to secure the machine and
so
secure the platform.
So you're saying the velocity of management updates for security is so real-time now, it's days. And you envision that could be hours. I mean, we're in a real-time environment.
That's exactly right. You know, if we're predicting that future threats will be what we call a flash threat, that they will simultaneously infect all vulnerable computers. So we can't wait. It has to be something that is completely transparent, completely automatic. And with this new technology, we're able to deliver those updates without the user having to know about it, completely independent from what's happening on the main operating system on the computer.
And it's a worldwide environment. I mean, the internet's worldwide, it's global. Virus attacks, there's new forms coming out there and from everywhere. Russia, Asia, down under, US. You don't know where they're going to come from. And the users can manage that. Talk about Symantec's vision around it. Is it going to be one big master knock and like all these computer scientists just jamming on this stuff?
Well, it's interesting you say that. What's going on right now in the space is that you have to have global visibility into the threats because the threats are absolutely being generated from every corner of the earth. So what we've done is we've built a response network that now has over 370 million people that we are protecting. So we get data from all of those sensors. We've got 20,000 corporate sensors that are tracking anything happening inside of corporations. And so we can quickly respond to any type of new threat that hits the world. And so this response center that we've built out is a very big, unique platform for Symantec that allows us to absolutely be ahead of the threats that our customers are facing.
We're here with Enrique Salem, who's the Senior Vice President of Consumer Products. Symantec is just leading the way, big brand, big company, protecting millions of people over the years, now integrating into the platform. What's next? What's the outlook over the next 5 years? Not from a company perspective, but just, you know, shooting the arrow forward. Real-time environment, global, you know.
I think when you look at what's happening, key areas for us are what's happening with protecting our customers' intellectual property. There's a lot of things going on right now. Where historically, we've focused on hackers and thieves. Now, hackers and spies, and now what we're focused on is thieves, people who are trying to steal information. It used to be in the security world that folks would actually do things to try and show off how smart they were.
Yeah, graffiti, just kind of like hack someone.
Exactly.
Now it's actually thieves.
Exactly. It's thieves who are trying to steal information, it's trying to steal personal information, trying to steal corporate information. So it's now all about protecting the data. It used to be about protecting the system and the computer. It's now about protecting the data and protecting the interactions that consumers or enterprises will do online in a B2B context or a B2C context.
You're here supporting Paul Otellini and his team about their big announcement with the new brands for the enterprise. We've been talking to a lot of folks on PodTech about the blurring between consumer and enterprise. Obviously, you manage consumer products, but now consumers go to work. They go to hotspots. They go to cafes. They're exposing themselves. Computing is a ubiquitous resource that they're expecting their employees to use. How is the consumer of the human that's at the enterprise changing the security practices of enterprises?
I think what's ultimately happening is a consumer works inside of a big business. And so that computer and that asset potentially has information that has to be protected. Wherever you are, you are taking the computer into a potential risk zone that will potentially interfere with running the business. And so what administrators are worried about is they want to make sure that the computers are secure, that their antivirus is up to date, that their personal firewall is on, and all of these things need to be simplified. What we're doing today with Intel is simplifying the management of security on the next generation PC architecture.
Taking what you guys know best with security and giving it to them so they can build up their manageability.
That's exactly right.
Great. We're here with Enrique Salem. Thanks so much for the podcast, and good to see the supporting Intel getting security so I don't have to click the buttons and say, yes, I want to update again.
That's exactly right.
Thanks
so much. Fantastic, John. Pleasure.
Appreciate it.